Over 700 people gathered, some sporting butterfly wings and others holding up hand-painted signs that read, "Construction crushes caterpillars and butterflies, not bargains." Matthew Schwartz is the executive director of South Florida Wildlands Association. He also organized the rally. He says 350 plant species grow in the Richmond Pine Rockland. It also houses the Florida bonneted bat, the Florida leaf-winged butterfly, Bartram's hairstreak butterfly.
So this is a biological treasure house. It's not a vacant lot to be turned into two new developments.
Schwartz says that Miami's Rocklands originally covered 185,000 acres of Miami-Dade County, and he says we're now down to less than 2% of that.
If you look at the old maps of Miami-Dade, Pine Rocklands covered the entire spine of it in between Biscayne Bay and the Everglades.
Sandy Coy is a local entomologist and a protester at Saturday's rally.
The animals that I have worked with for the last 15 years live in the Pine Rocklands. This is an amazing ecosystem, and it means a lot to me personally.
She says that these plants and animals have evolved together there over time, and that to remove anything would mean to completely change that ecosystem.
This is a very harsh environment. It's literally rocks. And these plants grow in these rocks, in this limestone. And they are so well adapted to the limestone.
Peter Cummings, chairman of Ram Realty Services, says the county and federal government together own 74% of the Richmond Pine Rockland. Ram now owns 3% after purchasing 137 acres from UM.
We're preparing a habitat conservation plan, and we plan to submit that habitat conservation plan March of this year.
He says that about 50 acres of the Pine Rockland his company owns will be preserved.
Our intention is to get the property properly permitted, and then to proceed and develop it, and develop it in an environmentally sensitive fashion.
Cummings also says that the land hasn't been properly maintained in about 30 years.
The canopy becomes too thick. The proper amount of sunlight doesn't get down to the ground. You have these exotic species that take over.
Exotic species like Burma reed, an invasive plant that has taken over most of the Richmond Pine Rockland. Jim Sofer of Ram Realty took me on a tour of the property. So I'm walking through these, what are these called again?
Burma reeds,
right.
All right, you see that yellow rope back there? So we don't have to go all the way up to it.
Oh, yes, I see it.
Yes. So everything behind that, that's the area that's being protected.
Oh, on the other side of that rope.
Correct.
And so here where we're standing, something's going to be built here, probably the Walmart.
This is that commercial track, correct.
So then basically on the side or behind the Walmart is going to be the preserved area.
Yeah, one of them.
Ram Realty plans to preserve four large areas. Peter Cummings of Ram says the key to managing the preserved areas are prescribed burns, which they plan on doing once a year.
The carrying capacity of that land right now is lower for these species than it will be once we're done.
He says that building stores, restaurants, and apartments on the Rockland will generate property taxes and will also bring about 1,000 jobs on site. The company plans to start development in January of 2016. But if Matthew Schwartz, the South Florida Wildlands Association director, had it his way, South Florida would develop vertically.
We can have a sustainable green economy here in South Florida that doesn't need to destroy more habitat to create more sprawl, to create more jobs.
I'm Jessica Mazzaros in Miami.